This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a cut of 100 points to begin with, and that's because the US markets ended with losses of 1.5% to 3%. The 3% knock came in on NASDAQ as the disappointing consumer confidence data weighed on the index. Additionally, for the Indian markets, is the rise in crude prices to $118 per barrel versus $116 per barrel yesterday will also weigh on sentiment. The street fears that Saudi Arabia and UAE have hit, you know, full production capacity, so they are unable to increase the supply to meet the enhanced demand, and the political unrest in Ecuador and Libya could further tighten supply. That's the reason why the SGX 50 is under pressure today. But there are lots of things to track. One, the quarterly rebalancing of indices, the adjustment takes place today. The Nifty expiry is tomorrow. The cabinet CCA meet is today. Semi-board meeting is today. Today's day two of the GST meet as well. The FIs continue to sell in the cash market. 1,244 crores sold by way of the cash market. In the month of June, FIs have sold more than 56,000 crore rupees. The DIs bought 1,200 crore in the cash market. And in June, they bought about 44,500 crores. Stocks to watch, Reliance Industries, because Akash Ambani, the son of Mukesh Ambani, has now become the chairman of the board of Jio Infocom. Mukesh Ambani has stepped down. He's resigned from the board of Infocom, but he continues to be the chairman of Jio Platforms, which is the flagship company which owns Jio Infocom as well as their other digital initiatives. There is a quarterly rebalancing of the indices, so that could result in inflows from in ONGC, Axis Bank, outflows from names like NTPC, Power Grid, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank. The rise in crude prices is positive for ONGC Oil India. Root Mobile, the company, has approved an open market buyback of 120 crore at a maximum price of 1,700 rupees per share. Promoters will not be participating. J&K Bank has approved a fundraise of 500 crore rupees. Godavari Power and Ispat has approved the acquisition of a 79% stake in Alok Ferroalloys, which is a captive power generation company with operations in Raipur, Chhattisgarh only. And Acrisil, the commencement of commercial production of an additional 160,000 units of quartz kitchen sinks has begun. So that's positive news for Acrisil. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.